Alright, welcome back to the program, AMPM Sports, ESPN, 1005.com. Thanks for checking out the archived audio page today. One final segment of the show to go. And talking Green Bay Packer football and looking at what they can do this offseason. Clearly something has to be done with the Packers defense. And to pick up the conversation from where we left off last segment about the Packers' need to sign free agents, even though it does not have to be big names, top-notch guys, but just veterans who still have something to give, who want to win a Super Bowl, who will be willing to sign for cheap because of the opportunity that they'll have to win a championship. And as I was just looking here in between the break on the Bleacher Report, one of my favorite Packer guys, Matt Stein, has an article that he writes, Green Bay Packers Bargain Guide to the 2014 off season. And many of the things, the players that he lists on this bargain guide are offensive players, which I do not agree with. However, there are some intriguing prospects on the defensive side. Just to run through his offensive players quick, he has Rusty Smith, quarterback with the Titans, Josh Cribbs, wide receiver, spent time with the Jets, Dustin Keller, tight end out of Miami, Fred Davis, another tight end out of Washington, Brad Meester, center with the Jaguars. Now that's an interesting one, depending on what the Packers decide to do with Evan Dietrich Smith and whether or not they bring him back. Stein says the Green Bay Packers have never really been known as a team that goes out and spends loads of money in the offseason. However, they may not have an option this year. There's so many holes on the Packers roster heading into the 2014 season that they will definitely need to add some players who can be had at a bargain in order to improve their roster the most while spending the least amount of money, which is right up Thompson's alley. And it's not like the Packers have loads and loads of money to spend, but they have a little wiggle room. But Meester, center, might not be a bad idea, depending on what happens with Dietrich Smith. Here is where we get into the defensive players. Jeremy Mincy, defensive end out of Denver. The 2013 season was an interesting one for a defensive end, Jeremy Mincy. First, Mincy fell out of favor with the Jacksonville Jaguars before eventually getting released. He was picked up by the Broncos and was able to be part of the Super Bowl. Mincy's a free agent, and his up-and-down campaign likely cost him some money this offseason, which isn't a bad thing at all for the Green Bay Packers. In only 13 games played this past season, Mincy was able to record an impressive 24 quarterback hurries. Bingo! That's what I'll take. The guy with the quarterback hurries, the guy that can stop the run on the defensive line. Clinton McDonald, defensive tackle out of Seattle. Now, anyone coming from the Seahawks is probably going to cost more money because they won the Super Bowl. Your price goes up. You get noticed. You know, I always think these guys, especially in the NBA, you know, like if a team goes to the NBA Finals, they always have that sixth man who plays great. I think of a guy like Trevor Ariza when the Lakers were in the finals. He was a sixth man, and he had a great NBA Finals, great playoff run, coming off the bench. And he became a free agent. He got big money to go start somewhere, and he wasn't as good. But whenever you win a championship, your price gets driven up. So getting somebody from the Seahawks may be more pricey. Michael Huff, safety from Denver. He got cut by the Raiders last year. And then he signed a 3-year deal with Baltimore, and he was released after week 4. But then he went to the Broncos. He only played 170 snaps in 8 games for the Ravens and Broncos this year. But as Stein says, with all these difficulties, there's little doubt that Huff will be able to get signed for extremely cheap. This guy who's played for a few years. May not be a bad idea to bring him in as a veteran presence for the Packers. But it just continues my theme of the Packers signing guys for cheap, but they have to be impact players. They have to be able to make a difference. You don't have to spend a ton of money to get guys who are going to help you, your team. You can sign some guys for cheap. It's kind of what the Broncos did this past season. But very important that the Packers do that. Now, I don't know that Thompson will. I mean, if you were betting on it, obviously you would assume that Thompson will not go that route. But one can hope and pray anyway. Antrell Roll with the New York Giants has started his process of recruiting JerMichael Finley to New York. Article written by Jorge Castillo out of NewJersey.com. Giant safety Antrell Roll watched Super Bowl 48 Sunday with Packers tight end JerMichael Finley and enjoyed his company, so much so that he gave the impending free agent a recruiting pitch. Roll said Finley responded favorably and contemplated new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo, who spent 2 seasons as the Packers quarterback coach. He said that he would love to be a part of the Giants. Now, Finley, last week, he also said that he would love to be a Green Bay Packer for life. We talked earlier about Nick Collins and the possibility of bringing him back and how the Packers are very leery of guys with neck injuries. But Finley, on 2 counts, is going to be near impossible. Number one, I don't think, as long as he's medically cleared and teams are willing to take a chance on his injury risk, I think he'll get good money. Now, I've heard some people say, well, his price is going to come down because of the injury problem. I don't think that's going to be the case. It's not like he said he expects to be cleared here in the next couple of weeks to get back and work out again, and it sounds like it's going to be all things forward for Finley and nothing holding him back. It's not like he's been out of the league for a couple of years like Collins has. I don't think his price is going to come down. So on that front, the Packers aren't going to be able to sign him and wouldn't. And number two, they're still conservative with those guys who've had neck injuries. I've heard people ask, well, what about Sean Richardson, the Packers safety? He had a neck injury, and they brought him back. It was a different injury than what Collins had and what Finley had. I won't get into the medical portions of it with you, but it was a different injury. Less to basically no risk for him. So it's a completely different situation that we're talking about with Richardson. One thing that I did want to get to here before we wrap things up in the last couple of minutes, there's a question that I've always been curious the answer to. And I asked the poll question. We talked a little bit about this website yesterday. I have a website that, again, I do not do much for. I just use it to give Wisconsin sports fans an outlet to express their opinions. Wisconsin Talk Sports. Look it up. But I did have a question, and I posted it as a poll on the website. Always been curious the answer to this, and I got an answer very loud and clear. Question was, if you need a Packer quarterback for one game, who do you take? Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre? 89% said Aaron Rodgers. Only 10% Favre. I think Rodgers is the better quarterback, but I guess it kind of surprised me how big of a blowout it really was. Rodgers over Favre. I mean, Favre's got every record in the book, but 89% of you said you'd take Aaron Rodgers over Brett Favre if you needed a quarterback for one game. Then again, Favre could blow a game for you at any point in time, especially late. We'll be back tomorrow. It'll be Thursday. Another hour of Sports Genius for your ears coming up on AM PM Sports tomorrow. Have a great day.